Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 21st. I'm Sebastian Vega. Authorities have identified the victim of last week's mud flow near Palmdale as 49-year-old Robert Rasmussen. The downpour that caused the mud could be a sign of things to come as authorities prepare for El Nino rains. Paige Parker reports on what's expected from the storms this winter.
We're already seeing evidence of El Nino, the warming of the Pacific Ocean near the equator. Beachgoers spotted an 8-foot-long hammerhead shark off the Newport Beach Pier Monday. A venomous yellow-bellied snake washed up onto an Oxnard beach last week. Both species are rare sightings off the California coastline. UC Santa Barbara professor Lila Carvalho specializes in climate variability, which El Nino is a part of.
The ocean is warming near, so temperature getting warmer in these waters, and those fish that usually stay more in tropical latitudes, they are migrating north.
Carvalho says past El Niños give us clues as to what impact this may have on Southern California's weather.
As temperature continues to increase, it will favor more precipitation in principle based on previous El Niños that we had before, strong as the one that we are seeing today.
Carvalho says although we'll see warmer temperatures this winter, El Niño will also bring rain. But those downpours are expected to only help California's drought slightly. Paige Parker, Annenberg Radio News.
In other news from Mother Nature, a new study suggests that Southern California will almost definitely experience a strong earthquake within the next couple of years. Kaylee Wells reports.
Scientists at NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena are 99.9% sure a significant earthquake will hit the Los Angeles and Orange County areas within the next 2 years. The prediction is a result of a study conducted on the 5.1 magnitude earthquake that shook La Habra in 2014. The quake caused more than $12 million worth of damage and could be felt in 7 counties in California. Using satellites and airborne computer modeling, researchers at NASA noticed that the La Habra tremor deformed the Earth's crust and is putting pressure on major fault line. Because of this damage, NASA predicts at least a magnitude 5 earthquake to erupt in the next 2 years. Kaylee Wells, Annenberg Radio News.
Stargazers in Los Angeles area might not get much sleep over the next few nights. Tonight and tomorrow night are prime viewing dates for the Orionide meteor shower, according to Griffith Observatory officials. The best time to look up will be just after midnight until dawn around 6 a.m. Angelinos who stay up late may see as many as 20 meteors per hour. In other news today, the Hollywood Walk of Fame is getting one more star. Rania Niftos has more.
Bob Kane, the Batman mastermind, received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today, nearly 17 years after his death. Kane created Batman in 1939 after a DC Comics editor asked him for ideas on a costumed hero to follow the success of Superman. Kane found inspiration for the iconic character in Leonardo da Vinci's famous sketch of a flying machine with bat wings. He originally called him Birdman before realizing the name didn't quite sound right. The ceremony comes as a Guinness World Records Museum recognizes the Batman franchise as creating the most film adaptations of any comic book character. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
It's the moment iPhone users worldwide have been waiting for, the burrito emoji. That's right, the iOS 9 update that Apple released today includes 150 new emojis. These include a hot dog, unicorn, and the long-awaited middle finger, so try and keep your iPhone message corals to a minimum. LA officials are trying to change the way child prostitutes are treated. Ivana Nguyen has the story.
The Human Rights Project for Girls announced their new hashtag, No Such Thing, at a press conference at the LA County Hall of Justice. LA County Supervisor Don Kanabi says there's no such thing as a child prostitute.
Kids victimized and sexually exploited by grown men are not prostitutes. No child grows up dreaming of becoming a prostitute and living this horrific life. They are victims. Victims, victims.
LA County Sheriff Jim McDonald says about 70% of sex trafficking victims come from foster care. The Human Rights Project for Girls says 1,000 American children are arrested for prostitution each year in the U.S.
That's it from all of us this hour. From Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sebastian Vega.
Thank you.